The 19 Roman Catholic clergy who were beatified as martyrs in Algeria in 2018 were assassinated between 1994 and 1996 amid a brutal war between Islamic militants and government forces. Mostly French nationals, the men and women were declared martyrs by the Vatican in January of 2018, since they were murdered in odium fide, or out of hatred for the faith. On December 27, 1994, attackers armed with automatic rifles gunned down four missionaries at their rectory in Tizi Ouzou, about 100 kilometers east of the capital of Algiers. From the Missionaries of Africa Order, also known as the White Fathers, there were French nationals Jean Chevilla, 69, Alain Doulonga, 75, and Christian Chazel, 36, and Belgian Charles Dacker, 70. 2 days later, the radical insurgent Armed Islamic Group of Algeria, also known as GIA, claimed responsibility in rapid revenge for the December 26 killing of four of its men who had hijacked an Air France plane and were shot dead by French forces. The group, the mostly radical of the insurgent organizations then at war with Algeria's secular government, said at the time, its forces will continue the extermination of Christian crusaders. The four GIA hijackers seized the plane on the tarmac of Algiers airport on December the 24th, killing three of its more than 200 passengers and crew. After the plane landed at Marzel airport 2 days later, it was stormed by elite forces who killed the abductors and freed the passengers. On the night of March the 26th to the 27th, 1996, gunmen stormed the Notre Dame de la Atlas Monastery in Tiberien, about 80 kilometers southwest of Algiers, and kidnapped seven French Trappist monks. The GIA announced on May the 23rd it had slit their throats, blaming the French government's refusal to negotiate with them. Algeria's army said they found the heads of the victims on May the 30th. The bodies were never seen again. The Algerian government maintained the massacre was another crime by the Islamists, but this version came into doubt after allegations from various witnesses that the army itself may have been responsible, either through blunder or to discredit the Islamists. The seven were Christian Chege, 59, Luc Deschaux, 82, Paul Favre-Miville, 56, Christophe Lebreton, 45, Michel Fleury, 51, Celestine Roger, 62, and Bruno Lemechaux, 66. Bishop Pierre Claver, 58, was killed with his driver on August 1st, 1996, when a remote-controlled bomb exploded at his residence in Oran, in western Algeria. Claver, a dual French-Algerian national, was attacked after returning home from a meeting with the then French foreign minister. He had publicly condemned atrocities attributed to Islamic fundamentalists, and his killing was blamed on the GIA. The murder was met with outrage in Algeria and France, coming only weeks after the kidnapping and murder of the monks of Tiberien. Two French nationals were gunned down in a library in the Casbah suburb of Algiers in May of 1994. Of the 19 clergy that were beatified in 2018, they were the first to lose their lives. Brother Henri Verge, 63, and Sister Paul Helen St. Raymond, 67, were killed while they were helping young Algerians to prepare for their examinations. The GIA claimed the killings. In October of 1994, two Spanish Augustine nuns, Esther Paniagua Alonso, 45, and Caridad Alvarez Martin, 61, were shot dead en route to prayers in the residential, working-class Bab El Owad area. In September of 1995, two more nuns, Jean Littlejohn, 61, of Maltese nationality, and Denise Leclerc, 65, from France, were shot dead returning from prayers in the capital's poor Belcourt district. In November the same year, French nun Odette Pévou, 63, was killed in an attack in the Koba district, a working-class area of central Algiers. The beatification of these martyrs on December the 8th, 2018, started with a moment of silence and contemplation for all the victims of the massacre. All were religious, and they all shared a love of Christ and a desire to serve the Muslim people of the nation. Cardinal Becciu, who represented Pope Francis, expressed his pleasant surprise at such an amicable climate between Christians and Muslims. Pope Francis described the celebration as a joyful one. He joins the community in giving thanks for these lives given totally for the love of God, the country, and all its inhabitants. Blessed Martyrs of Algeria, pray for us, that we may also be faithful witnesses.